A Burnt Christmas. In 1999, the Smith family was sitting around the fireplace drinking eggnog when they saw something sparkle from within the fire.
The Smith kids, River and Harper, put out the fire. As it cooled, there appeared to be a doll-shaped object lying in the wood.
That doll-shaped object was an elf on the shelf.
After finding it in the fire, they immediately knew what to name it, Ash.
But little did the Smith family know that Ash would continue to have a fiery personality.
On the night of Christmas Eve, Ash was sitting in a dark room all alone. He could hear the family downstairs singing and having a joyful time.
Ash felt very left out and forgotten. Afterwards, River Smith notices that Ash is in his room and decides to move him. When River touches Ash, Ash slaps his hand away.
River runs to tell his parents. They don't believe him. Then John Smith goes to check on Ash himself.
Once upstairs, Mr. Smith finds that Ash has disappeared.
He yells down to his wife, Charlotte. She joins him upstairs.
They look around for hours but can't seem to find any clues.
The Smith parents decide to go to bed.
The Smith kids, however, cannot go to sleep because they are so excited for Christmas morning.
Before finally falling asleep, they could hear small tapping and crinkling.
The kids tried to stay up all night but did not make it. They would have to wait until Christmas morning.
The next morning was finally Christmas.
The Smith kids went to wake up their parents so they could see the presents left for them.
Little did they know there was nothing there.
A quick word from our sponsor.
Are you worried about where your kids are or when they'll arrive home? If so, download Life 360. It will relieve your stress during the holiday season.
Another word from our sponsor.
Do you know what goes on in your house when you're not there? If so, you should invest in an in-home CPI security camera. It will record all activity in your home so you can catch those sneaky elves this holiday season.
So what happened to the presents?
They searched the house, but there were no clues as to who has done this.
They decide to have a nice breakfast as a family, and all of their ingredients are missing as well.
Multiple things went missing throughout the day. The Smiths had no idea who was taking their stuff. Was it a neighbor or a sneaky little kid?
The Smiths did not want that to ruin their Christmas, so they went out to eat instead.
When they return home, the Smiths hang up their coats in the closet.
River and Harper Smith open the closet door and see a large pile of ashes with a Christmas tag on top.
The kids picked up the tag and read it aloud.
To the Smith family, for all of the love and gifts you gave to me, here are your presents in return. I hope you enjoy. From Ash, your loving elf.
The family was speechless. They had no idea what they had done to deserve this from the elf.
The kids realized that they probably should not have touched and messed with Ash.
This could be the reason Ash felt left out and forgotten.
Luckily, Ash was never seen again by the Smith family.
They had no idea where he lurked, and every Christmas to follow, they were spooked.